You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow, many of you will be headed back to work after a three-day weekend. You might be feeling a little sluggish, a little unproductive. Maybe that's every day. Well, Silicon Valley is trying to fix that brain fog. Nootropics are the hot new category of brain-enhancing substances. Plenty of people, including scientists, question the idea of these little pep pills. But here in the Valley, where it is work at all costs, there are also plenty of true believers. Sam Harnett reports.
Like many who take nootropics, Daniel Wiggins works in tech.
It started about 9 months ago when I was working on my own startup, you know, classic San Francisco.
Wiggins is at a weekly biohacker meetup in a San Francisco cafe. In pursuit of productivity, biohackers do things like shock their brains with low voltages of electricity and experiment with prescription drugs. At the peak of his biohacking, Wiggins was drinking Soylent instead of eating. It's supposedly a meal in a bottle.
I was trying to figure out how do I get, you know, sort of 10, 12, 14, 16 hours of productivity per day.
That's a lot of productive hours. Not everyone drinks Soylent at the meetup, but they all take nootropic pills. You, too, probably have a nootropic every day. Caffeine. Can't work without it. The word nootropic refers to substances some believe improve cognitive function, like caffeine, but also all kinds of other things. Compounds made in labs, herbs used in Chinese medicine. Nootropics companies mix these different substances together into pills. Wiggins takes one made by a San Francisco company called Nutribox, which is co-founded by Stanford University graduate Michael Brandt.
So a big part of what we're trying to do in the larger sense is to rebrand work as something very fulfilling, something very exciting, a means of self-actualization.
Not that thing we all have to do to pay rent and eat. Most of Nutribox's customers are in the Bay Area. Brandt describes nootropics as performance enhancers for white-collar workers. UC Berkeley nutritional scientist Mark Hellerstein doesn't believe they're effective.
There is almost never a proper study that anyone in real medicine would accept as showing efficacy or benefit in human beings.
Most nootropics are sold as supplements, which aren't tested and reviewed by the FDA the same way as drugs. Nootropics enthusiasts swap studies and tips online, but Hellerstein and others in his field aren't impressed.
All you got to do is make a claim, read a few rat studies, and you can market stuff on shelves and make a lot of money.
Nutribox has a couple million dollars in funding from Silicon Valley regulars like Mark Andreessen. But other companies are just getting started, like Nutru. It was founded by aspiring tech entrepreneur Eric Matzner.
So if you hear birds, that means that I'm calm.
Don't try to control it or change it. Notice your distractions as they come and go.
Metzner has on a heart rate monitor and a brainwave monitor. He's showing me the meditation he did to calm down for this interview.
For this session, try to be fully awake and aware of any moment where the practice starts to feel challenging or frustrating.
Metzner sells two pills. His hope is that they'll make people more productive.
So here's one I keep in a necklace around my neck. Here's one with gold flakes and one with silver flakes.
Back at the biohacker meetup, Wiggins tells me that he scaled back. He no longer drinks all his meals, but he still takes nootropics every day.
I think, you know, sustainable for me is sleep, exercise, nutrition, intermittent fasting, and a small amount of nootropics.
When it comes to productivity for Wiggins, regular old cup of coffee just doesn't cut it anymore. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.